This is a special question and answer Naked Scientist show with me, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith. Ian Burgess, our special guest this week. Ian, tell us about these daddy long legs that have been seemingly appearing in plagues recently.
Yeah, they appear to have been a lot more than normal. And as you said, Chris, earlier, that they seem to be smaller than normal. In fact, actually, this particular group of species does come out at this time of the year anyway. We probably have also a slight sort of pushing around of the emergence, because there are some species that come out quite early in the spring, but because it was a relatively harder winter, then they were delayed. But the most important thing is that most of the insects that we have in the UK really prefer to have a cold winter. And over the last 10 years or so, we've had relatively mild winters. So they haven't had the larvae in the ground or the pupae, depending on what stage they're at winter time. They haven't had that sort of activity suppressing effect. So they've been using up all their energy reserves much too quickly, and many of them die before they get to the point of emergence. Having had a nice cold winter, they've all been nicely tucked up in their mud or whatever, and so they've survived, and now they've come out because it's warm, and probably we're getting different species coming out that maybe would have been more spread out, and they're surviving much better because the conditions are nice and they're very active, you see. Much more active than perhaps they would be if it was cooler weather now.
Are they the leather jackets that we see when you put your fork in and dig up your plants and you find something has eaten all the roots of your prize shrubs? Leather jackets?
Their larvae are leather jackets, but the ones that you find normally are the big yellow and black ones and the sort of khaki-coloured ones that we get in the early autumn. These will have similar larvae, but they're smaller.
We heard from a gentleman from the RSPB who was talking about bird migration and why it's a major problem with things coming out at different times of year, because birds normally time their arrival back in a country in which they're going to breed to coincide with when there's going to be lots of food for them to eat. And if these insects that they would normally eat are appearing too early, then the insects have been and gone by the time the birds come, and then the birds don't have much food, and then their chicks don't have much food, and then you have a lower bird population.
Yes, or on the other side of it is that, of course, the birds can arrive too early because the things are being delayed. So this year, the house martins and so on had a little bit of a rough time when they first arrived because the insects weren't coming out. And in fact, they all nested rather later than normal because of that, because there wasn't enough to feed the chicks, although they're all very hard at it now.
So what can we do to help the birds if the insects are coming out at the wrong time and we see these birds and there's nothing for them to eat?
It depends how adjustable they are in terms of diet. Things like robins and so on, although they're insectivorous, they will take seeds and stuff like that. But things like house martins and swallows that have to catch their food on the wing, there's nothing you can, unless you're going to get a big handful of insects and throw them up in the air at the right moment.
Bring lots of flies.
Well, is it true that there are lots of other insects that are doing very well as well, though? Because my brother's taken up beekeeping, and he actually came up to a village in Cambridgeshire and bought a colony of bees off of a man who was downsizing. And he's taken them back to London, where he lives, and he said they're doing so well. A, he's got 40 kilos of honey in just 2 months. And also, he's had so many bees, he's had to split the hive. So they brought another queen in that arrived by post. This is quite interesting, get this parcel in the post that's sort of buzzing around in the place.
What's called a nuke.
Yeah, and then you take some of the bees from the existing colony and put them with a new queen, and off you go. But has it been a good year for bees then? Because I've only seen one in my entire summer.
Well, I have seen other honeybees, but they're rogue ones, so to speak, in that they are ones that have swarmed. They've gone off and they've then gone and nested in things like chimney stacks and roof voids.
Yeah, my parents, actually, their house, they have a nest of honeybees in their chimney, and they got someone in and asked whether they should do something about it. You know, they don't really mind them being there, but they do fall down the chimney from time to time, and then they're all sooty and confused and they leave footprints all over the curtains. So they asked if they should do something about this, and the guy said, actually, no, it's better to leave them there, because if you move them on, you'll end up with a load of honey dripping down your chimney, which is actually a lot harder to clean.
Can't they light a small fire? Smoke does do things to bees, doesn't it?
It's actually, they think it's a forest fire. So what happens is that they all drink the honey as much as they can to rescue it, and then they become torpid. This is how the beekeepers control them, with the smoke guns, so that when they're handling the stock, then the bees are not too aggressive. They're actually suppressed by the smoke. But the trouble is, when they're up in an awkward place, that can be a bit of a problem. And certainly you don't light a fire in the chimney where the bees are, because you will literally get the honey pouring down, and then it might catch fire as well.
Well, actually, these bees have been there for a good few years now, and we have lit fires in that chimney, and it doesn't seem to affect them. So I'm not sure where they are, but they do fall down quite regularly, so they must be somewhere up there.
But it's not just the honeybees. Bumblebees have had a stunning year, as far as I can see. Many, many nests. We've got a nest in our roof that's been there for 2 years. And where I go for a walk at lunchtime, there are some lime trees, an avenue of lime trees. And once you get far enough away from the road and you just stand underneath there, you hear constant and if you look up, the whole tree is alive with bumblebees.
Ian Burgess from Insect Research and Development Limited, thank you very much. Jim has a question on whale-size insects for you in a second, Ian.